two bills before the committee. One is Senate Bill 177. Senator Adams, would you please? Are we going to talk about that? No, not me. Not this bill.
This chair is too low.
Can I sit on a pillow? Or?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members, for bringing up Senate Bill 177. This bill is a very simple bill that allows the Department of Labor to approve a flex work plan for less than 40 hours per week of work under certain conditions. In April of 1988, the Division of Wage and Hour issued a new ruling of the meaning of Alaska Statute 2310060. And we have provided for you under number 18, it says work performed by an employee under a voluntary flex work hour plan. And under this ruling, the division states that it is not possible to approve a flex work hour plan under the employee's working 40 hours within 4 days. Under this ruling, the department reviews proposed flex work hour plans regardless of the 40-hour provision and approve or disapprove when the application's on their merits. I found out about this ruling because of the airport construction project happening within my region. A couple of years ago, there was a major airport construction project in OTAC. The contractor who had the bid for the project got approval from Department of Labor for a flex work hour plan that worked as follows. He hired two local crews, each working 35 hours per week, three 10-hour days, and one 5-hour day. This worked out very well because it meant employment for twice as many people. This setup allowed more time off for employees, which seems to reduce burnout and definitely had a positive impact on the turnover rates at the site. In short, it provided increased local hire, less turnover, and a satisfactory workforce. Because of the new ruling by the Department of Labor, this success story cannot be repeated. Many parts of Alaska are faced with high unemployment rates, high cost of living, and a real lack of potential jobs. I believe that this is one step that we can take to increasing opportunities for some of our people. This bill is written to include the safeguards requested by the Department of Labor. It is a voluntary plan for the employees, which must be approved by the Department of Labor. It includes projects where there are two crews with employees doing the same kind of work, working consecutive days, at least 30 hours per week. And that's the content of this bill. You also have, I think, is the position paper by Department of Labor. And basically, it states the same thing which I have just provided. In view of the bill's objectives, along with the very specific and narrow nature of the exemption, the department's position on this bill is neutral. But that's basically the extent of this bill.
Thank you, Senator Adams. Any questions from the committee?
Not a motion.
Let the record show that Senators Fakes, Eliason, Rohde, and Coghill are present.
I think this Department of Labor, Ted, who should?
Here, sir.
Thank you, Senator Adams.
I'm here for questions. You're ready.
Phil Holdsworth? You
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Phil Holdsworth. There's no seat again. Representing the Alaska Miners Association, I speak for them. The miners are particularly in regards to open pit mining, like Red Dog, for example, where you're not involved with underground work. People are local residents, or local residents, yes, that are being hired, and there's a lot of the native people working out there. And to be able to work 10 hours, 4 days a week, that's 40 hours a week, and have 3 days to go home and be with their families, has a lot of beneficial effect on lost time accidents, morale, and everything else. It really improves the situation of the mine. We have some letters from, or I have a letter from MSHA in one of the other states that where they had this sort of an arrangement, and another company bought them out and changed the situation around, and lost time accidents went up and the morale just fell apart. And this is really beneficial to an operation such as Red Dog.
Thank you, Bill. Any questions from the committee? Thank you. We're on a roll.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Senate Bill 177 committee from committee with individual recommendations.
Are there any objections?
No.
So carried. The next bill we have before us is one we've had before us in the last week, dealing with an act changing the name of Alaska State Billing Authority and providing for an effective date. At the request of Alaska State Housing Authority, we put a Section 3 on the bill which gives it an immediate effective date. So we have a committee substitute before the committee. Someone care to move the committee substitute?
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 190, Labor and Commerce.
Are there any objections? Okay. We're on teleconference to Ray Price in Anchorage, Executive Director. You care to testify, Mr. Price?
I appreciate the committee taking this deal up on such a short notice. And as I promised the operator, I will be short and brief. Basically, the body feels that the agency would be better served if the name was changed back to its original name, which is Alaska State Housing Authority. And I appreciate that call you swift, Mr. Chair, as you identified me as Director of the Housing Authority. That's short.
Is that it? I think you've swayed the committee with your in-depth testimony. Senator Rohde?
I like this witness. Thank you, Mr. Price.
You're welcome.
You want a motion? Senator Coghill?
You want a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, I do.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 190, Labor and Commerce, move from the committee with individual recommendations.
Are there any objections? Mr. Carried, see you sometime, Mr. Price.
I don't know when my bills can't be back.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Have a nice day.
Well, your bills, you don't do your homework. You throw an idea, that's the one the committee to write the bills.
Is that what's happening?
Right.
No, you're too long.
Here's Zaroff gets an idea and drops it and leaves.